Welcome back to the Radiant Babe Podcast. I'm your host, Victoria Lynn, and I'm stoked that you're here today. You guys, I got my matcha. And I'm so happy because honestly, I was so tired earlier. I was so tired thinking like, Lord, I don't know if I have the strength to do this. And God definitely interceded for me, you guys, because I felt like I've been really feeling like just like the weight of just being a wife and a mother, and like also just being able to be present here on the Radiant Babe. So glory to God that I'm on, and He's really given me the fire to speak today. So I'm really happy that the Lord just empowered me to be on here, and your girl got her matcha. So before we begin this episode, I want to talk about, I want to share a wholesome moment that happened this week. And you guys, I've been sharing wholesome moments in the beginning of the podcast, and I've been loving it, you guys, because who doesn't love a wholesome moment? The wholesome moment that happened this week was actually, we were having lunch with my parents, and our baby girl was sitting in between them. And when our food came out, we usually pray for our food. And my husband, Naveed, he told Sheena, okay, we're going to pray. He said, grab grandma and grandpa's hands. And right away, she was like, she flung her arms out and she grabbed their hands, like waiting for them to like grab her hands. And I thought, like, my husband and I were just cracking up because we thought it was like the sweetest, cutest, most pure thing. Those kind of things make our hearts laugh, our hearts smile. And they're like little moments like those are like gifts from God. So I hope that encourages you. But yeah, today, you guys, I want to talk about a topic that God has been really burning on my heart. And that is forgiveness. You know, forgiveness is something that we all need, whether you're a believer or a non-believer. Like, it's just something that we need. It's something that like only God can give us, because like in our flesh, like, you know, human people, like as humans, we could hold on to things that we were never meant to carry, like bitterness. Bitterness was never meant to be our portion as believers. Like, and He wants to replace the bitterness in our heart with softened hearts, and He wants to heal our hearts. So I really felt that for the believer specifically. If you are a new believer in Christ, you know, and you're just like, you may be holding on to something in your heart that you can't forgive yourself, or maybe you can't forgive another person. Like, there's so many different factors that go into like forgiveness. It can be like people letting you down, you know, maybe a family member or parents that like were supposed to be there for you and let, like, just, you know, weren't there for you. I know that, you know, bitterness can grow over time if we continue to hold on to like little offenses. I've seen what happens when unforgiveness takes deep root in a person's heart. And I've seen that sometimes like people hold on to like offenses and they take note, like, oh, this person like hurt me and I'm not going to forgive them. And then another time, like, let's say like they do it again and like they just keep getting angry at that person. And I honestly, I've seen it in family members where like I've witnessed it, but I've also been that person. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, people have let me down, whether it be my parents or whether it be just like people I like, you know, people in the church, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people have let me down, and like God had to make me aware of like these offenses, and that were maybe trying to be planted in by the enemy. And because like the enemy wants us to stay bound in unforgiveness and bitterness, because he knows that if we're bitter, we can't flourish into the woman of God the Lord has called us to be. Holding on to bitterness is like drinking poison, and hoping for the other person to die, but you're the one that's dying. And I think that that's just like such a mind blown, like a mind, like something that can blow, like just blows your mind. Like it blows my mind, okay? It's true. If we're angry at a person and that person like comes at us again, like in another conversation where like maybe they hurt our feelings or they say something wrong, they don't know how to communicate their thoughts thoroughly, and you just let all this anger build up over time instead of like communicating your thoughts if you really love this person, and it keeps happening. Bitterness can build up, and or if it's just like a matter of like they are not keeping their promises to you, they're letting you down, and like over time you're just like, well, this person's unreliable and like I can't trust anyone. You start to believe like everyone's just like a jerk, but then like you become the jerk because you're holding on to that bitterness. And I say this out of like, of course, like what I've witnessed in my life with other people that I love, but also like in my own life. So yeah, I want to read you scripture, and scripture says, in Ephesians 4:32, it says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave you." So God forgives us first, but so he asks us to extend that forgiveness to other people who may not deserve it. And honestly, like it's not easy. It's not easy taking up your cross, dying to your flesh when somebody like offends you or somebody is rude to you and or somebody hurts your feelings and you're just like, ouch. Like you just want to like cry. But God's not saying like, oh, be a doormat. You know, he's not saying like, just like allow toxicity into your life like this. Like, but sometimes like, you know, sometimes there are people in your life that you just truly are fighting for and believing the best for them because you love them. Like they're your family, they're your parents, they're your, I don't know, your grandparents. There's someone you love and you're just like, wow, like the way they talk to me is so disrespectful. The way they view me is so disrespectful. It's so like dishonoring. But like you have to keep loving them as Christ loved us, you know? The next scripture I want to share with you guys is Mark 11:25. It says, "And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins." So it's like basically like if we don't forgive people, like God won't forgive us. And especially like we come to God sometimes and we're like, God, like XYZ, like we need this, like Lord, come through for me and stuff. But like have you ever like stopped and checked yourself and like thought to yourself like, oh my gosh, like remembered this scripture that says, you know, before you pray, like go like forgive the person who like you've been holding on to bitterness towards, and if you have any bitterness in your heart, and let God heal you from that. And as you put yourself in that position, as you posture yourself into that position, into that heart position, like, and you humble yourself under that, under the mighty hand of God, like he'll forgive your sins. You'll begin to see him answer prayers that you have been like, you've been talking to him about. So yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Matthew 6:14-15 says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." And I think that's like super like I think like the fear of God should hit you if you read that one right there, 'cause it's like I'm not playing. Like you have to have that mentality like I am not playing. I need to forgive the offenses as they come. From coworkers, from people, whoever it is that may have offended you, and just allow yourself to just be like that tender-hearted woman of God that the Lord has made you to be. Because I remember too when I wasn't walking with Christ, I had this. I just God brought this to remembrance right now. But I remember when I wasn't walking with the Lord, and I would go into work, and I was such a like, for the most part, I always had like such a good great attitude, but I was getting like taken advantage of towards like the end of like last time at you know, my workplace and the last days. And my heart started getting hardened, you guys, like toward like people, toward customers, toward even my coworkers. Like some of them, I just was like, ugh. Like I just wanted, like I was so over people. And but then like there was a part of me that was like, oh, I know I need something. I know I need Jesus. Like I want to go to, like I want to start going to church. I need him, you know. Like there was a part of me where I was like angry, and then another part of me that was like, I need the Lord, you know. So I think it's okay to have that tug. Like if you're listening to this and you're not a Christian and you're like, man, like I am such a bad, like I feel like horrible. Like I know I need God, but like I feel ick. Like I don't even like people. I don't even like, how could God even like me, you know? Like, that's okay. Like God loves us in our brokenness, and you come to him, just as you are, but be open to him changing your heart. Don't stay the same, because once you let him in your heart, that's when he begins to do a heart work and a heart surgery, a heart change, and you begin to see transformation. And this is what we're talking about right now. We're talking about forgiveness. So as he's first forgiven us, like we then like forgive other people, and then we begin to like allow like the Holy Spirit to like just move through us and have his way. So yeah. Also, I want to say like something that's also been on my heart is like, you know, sometimes like if you are in the church, like this is for someone who is a church goer, is planted in the house of God and is like serving the Lord, loves the Lord. And, you know, like you're doing everything like to please God, and you feel like overlooked by people, maybe like pastors, maybe leadership, whatever. I want to encourage you not to allow your heart to get hardened, because, you know, just because one person doesn't notice you or acknowledge you, the Lord is watching you. And he sees every single thing you do, and he's so proud of you. I really wanted to come on here and talk about forgiveness, because it's so simple. It's so simple to do, but so easy to forget. It's so easy to forget that like we need to extend grace. When God has extended grace to us, we need mercy just as other people need mercy. So like the recipe to like... to like just being in communion with God is like to forgive other people, like to forgive other people, even if that's like a spouse. Honestly, like if you're married and you know, say an offense came, or maybe your spouse did something to really hurt you, I would encourage you that, you know, the Lord doesn't condone like the D word. I don't say that word, because like he doesn't condone that, like splitting up, you know, a marriage, because what he has brought together, he says that let no man or nothing separate what he has brought together. So like whatever comes your way, like little foxes, whether that be betrayal or, you know, some hurt words were exchanged, like, God calls us to work through it, you know, to work through it. And the only way we can get through it is with the Lord guiding us and gently guiding us and extending forgiveness even when it's hard. Honestly, I can speak from a point of my husband when we were dating, actually. We were young guys, but when we first started dating, like in high school, after high school, and in high school. That's why I don't count us dating out, like in high school, like dating, because we dated in high school, but we like it was official like after high school. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is like I know what betrayal feels like, because like he betrayed me, and when we were dating, and I really liked him. I really was like, oh my gosh, like I could see a future with him, you know, like forever boyfriend. But obviously I wasn't walking with the Lord at the time. Anyways, he betrayed me. And I felt like I would never, like, I never wanted to talk to him again. Basically betraying me as in like, you know, like not being faithful in our relationship. And, yeah, so we were done for. And by the grace of God, you know, we decided we wanted to be together. Like after high school, we were friends. Like we were friends again. And the Lord just like, you know, restored our, like he helped us. He showed us what it was like to be friends, because we kind of just hopped into like being in a relationship when we first met. But he showed us friendship, and then he showed us like, and then we like started like forming, like started dating and calling each other boyfriend, girlfriend. Obviously still the Lord wasn't in it yet, but you know, we did acknowledge him, you know, in some ways. We always knew he was there, like, because like the seed had already been planted, like when we were younger, and then in high school. But we were still like obviously living in sin, and the way we were dating each other wasn't like honoring to God, because you know, we were doing things in the world, like not remaining abstinent for a while and stuff. Anyways, so what I'm trying to say is, like, when we got back together and we decided this, like, there was obviously like going to be lots of hard work to put in, you know, like rebuilding trust. And honestly, like not having the Lord in it was, I would say, sad. Like, it's sad because, like, you know, I was kind of loca. I was crazy. And I, like, was just, like, I had trauma, you know? So I let that trauma just, like, overtake me. I was basically with him, but I was holding on to unforgiveness. I was still, like, there was still, like, a bitterness in me. So, like, I loved him, but I was still, like, angry with him in a way. So I would, like, be controlling. And I would just, I don't know, like there was just like a sense of like, I love him, but like, I still don't trust you, you know? And it was bad for my mental health sometimes, you know? But praise the Lord, like when God, like God healed us over time. And it's funny because like he healed us like over time, and we became like super close, super best friends. And like we got over that whole, like, you know, that whole slump, that whole valley. But you know, it was only by the grace of God that he kept us together. And you know, when we were both on our journey to, like, you know, in our early 20s trying to figure out life, like, you know, the Lord came in and he wrecked our plans, the plans we thought we had for ourselves, because God will do that. The Bible says that a man can plan in his own heart, but God's plan prevails. So yeah, we were, you know, thinking we were going the right direction in life, and the Lord wrecked our plans. And I basically came to the end of myself, and so did my husband after me and my boyfriend. And God just like completely like restored my mind and the way I viewed my husband, and even now the woman of God that I am, and how I love him so much, and how I honor him. And yeah, I wanted to share with you that even in hard times, basically, like if you are in a marriage that like is hard right now, God can do anything. So God can restore broken things. God can make marriages that, you know, like seem broken, like whole. He can make them whole again. And honestly, we're not those people anymore. Praise the Lord. Like, so I'm talking to you about BC, Victoria, and Naveed. But yeah, holding on to unforgiveness, to me, like personally, it was like I was drinking poison and hoping for like, ugh, get him, God. Or like, you know, I hope that, like, you know, he gets his, like, he gets what he gave me, you know, like, just like things like that, like, is not good for us. Betrayal, you know, like, let me do it to that person too. Let me, even if it's a friendship, like, oh my gosh, like, they did this to me, like, well, I'm gonna make them feel that way too. Like, it's all very immature. It's all very, like, that's why God says to put away our old, like, to put away, like, our youth, like the things that we used to like act, how we used to act as a kid, like as when I was a kid, I thought like a kid, you know, like it says that in the Bible, and he says to just put away those things, like put away that way of thinking and life, and just put on the mind of Christ, put on the entire armor of God. And yeah, I felt like I needed to share that with you. The last thing I would say is to posture your heart daily and die to your flesh. Like if you are truly, if you truly call yourself a Christian, a woman of God, a disciple of Jesus Christ, like let God mold you into that woman, that victorious woman of God that you are. Like he's already called you to it. So if you are brand new in your faith and you're just like, I don't even know how to become her. Like I feel so like, ugh, you know, raggedy. Like I haven't been like walking with God for this long. Like just allow him to just like saturate yourself in him, in his presence every single day. Like as soon as you wake up, like invite him into your, like give him thanks and praise for the new day. Give him thanks and praise and open your Bible. Read a verse, read a psalm a day, read a proverb a day. Like open like the New Testament, like open, like ask God what you want, what he wants to teach you. Like be hungry for his word. Like I remember like when I first got saved, I honestly did not know how to read the Bible. I was like, what am I doing? Like, how do I do this? Ask questions to people around you who know God, who know Jesus, who have known Jesus longer as a friend and a father. And ask them like, how do I read this? Where do I start? Like, you know, I remember even reading out of like the very back of my Bible and reading on different words of the Bible, like, ooh, like I want to learn about heaven. I want to learn about hell. I want to learn about forgiveness, you know, like stuff like that. Sometimes like Bibles have like, you know, words in the back, like that you can go to and they'll take you to like different books in the Bible, different scriptures. You'll learn how to read the Bible. The Lord will teach you. And, just understand that this war is not against flesh and blood, but against, like, it's a spiritual war that we're going through. So sometimes you're not fighting a person, you're fighting the spirit that's behind them. So you gotta know how to yield your sword. And the only way you're gonna know how to yield your sword is if you read your Bible and you learn more and you dig deeper into the Word of God. So forgive others just as God has forgiven you, and continue to just like watch God mold you into just the victorious woman that you are, and watch him like unfold, like answer prayers in his perfect timing, and just because he loves you. Simple as that. All right, so I am done for today. I hope today's episode blessed you in some way and encouraged you. If it did, please rate and review this wherever you listen to this podcast, and also share this episode with a friend who may need it. And I will catch you next time. Peace. Love you. Welcome back to the Radiant Babe Podcast. It's your girl, Victoria Lynn, and I'm stoked to be here today to chat with you about something that God has placed on my heart, and that is comparison. But before we do that, I want to share with you guys a wholesome moment that happened this week. And you know, if you listen to the podcast, you know that I love sharing wholesome moments, because who doesn't love a wholesome moment? If you're new here, I'm a wife and a mother to a 1.5-year-old, you guys. I have a toddler. So life is crazy. Your girl is always on the run because her little feet are everywhere, always everywhere. She's always on the move. So, yeah, that's my life right now, besides the Radiant Babe, pouring into you guys. But something funny that happened this week actually was, or I want to share two moments, because just picture this, you guys. My daughter, she loves this artist. Her name is Yancy Not Nancy, and she's a Christian children's artist, a musician, and she makes the cutest, like,
YouTube videos, like, and they make her into like an animation, like the actual musician. They make her into like a funny, like cute character, which, you know, it kind of resembles who she is, like super loud. And like her slogan is like, "I like to get loud for Jesus. I like to make Jesus like loud." Yeah, my daughter has Yancey Not Nancy on replay. She always requests her. And you can find her on YouTube. But yeah, she just dances her little heart out. And the way she dances is so funny. I'm like, who taught you how to dance like that? Like, just like the way she sways, the way she moves her arms and rocks back and forth and bobs her head and raises her arm. She's just like praising the Lord. But yeah, God taught her how to praise like that and have a praise party like that. But I just think it's super cute. And my husband and I always get a good laugh out of that because it's just so cute. But another funny story was, you guys, my husband FaceTimed his sister, so my daughter's auntie, and she asked her where her broccoli, her stuffed animal, was, and she's like, "Where's broccoli at?" And my daughter was like, "Broccoli?" Like, she kind of like raised her eyebrows, like, "Oh my gosh, where is broccoli at?" And she just kept saying, "Broccoli, broccoli." So she was yelling like broccoli, as if like broccoli was gonna come to her. And we kept trying to tell her, like, "Broccoli's in the car, baby. Like, we keep broccoli in the car, you know, for the for you know, road trips," because she has way too many stuffies, like a collection of them. But broccoli is her friend on the go when we, you know, when we're out and about. But it was hilarious, you guys. And then she started calling her bear, as if her bear was gonna walk to her. She's like, "Bear, bear." It was hilarious. But yeah, I hope that gave you a good laugh. And before we start into this episode today, you know, God wanted me, I felt it like deep in my heart, like that God wanted me to talk about comparison. So I'm like, let's do this. Let's do this because, you know, I believe this episode will set some people free. It'll bless someone in some way. And if you're currently dealing with that, like, don't even have any shame about it. You know, God works on all of our hearts in different ways, and you know, his timing's perfect, and like, no Christian person is greater than another, so we should never, exactly, we should never even compare, we begin to compare up or down. So yeah, I wanted to talk about comparison, so let's do this. All right, so I really felt like God was pressing in my heart to do this because I was like, oh my gosh, like I've gone through this before, and I noticed patterns of not just Christian women, but even girls in this world, like, you know, comparing themselves to like prettier girls, skinnier girls, taller girls, richer girls, you know what I mean? Like, just smarter girls, you know? And I did it when I was in the world, when BC Victoria, but you know, I've done it also, you know, as a Christian woman of God. I've done it, you know, as I've done it where I've like compared either like up or down, like, oh, like, you know, maybe I got on a high horse and did compare myself up like from someone else, you know, and I repented of that. Or maybe like, you know, I can share a moment where I've compared myself down and I felt less than, you know, comparing like myself to another Christian woman who's maybe, you know, in a deeper relationship with the Lord, and but it's just been a more intimate, longer, it's taken time, you know, because relationships take time with the Lord. But comparison can vary with like so many different things. I know a common one is like, you know, celebrating your friends when they, you know, something great happens, like a prayer is answered. That could be one, you know, like, it could be, you know, maybe you see your friends are prospering sooner than you are, like their blessings are coming before your blessings, and you're just like, what the heck, Lord? Like, what about me? You know, like, you're starting to feel like you're forgotten, like God, like you're like God's favorite is the other, your other sister, you know? Or Like there's like long suffering involved in something that you're waiting for. Maybe it's like a job or finances or a house or you name it. It could be anything, literally a baby. You're waiting for a baby. You're waiting for a husband. Like it can be so many things. And honestly, like the word of God says, like godliness with contentment is great gain. And that's true, 'cause when you're trying your best to just be like purified every day, like Lord, keep my heart pure and keep me like on the right path, keep me staying focused on my assignment, on who you've called me to be on this earth. Like nothing can steal your joy and your peace, especially in the waiting. You can celebrate your friends when amazing things happen, they get engaged or they're about to have their first child or their second child, or whatever. Or they bought their first house, they got blessed with, money because God loves them, and they needed it or whatever it is, there's just so much to celebrate as a whole, as a family of God. And I'm not just saying like, oh, this podcast, I love this. I love that God made this like podcast exist, because it's like, so many Christian girls all over the world, like from different churches, can like actually tune in and be like, well, I don't go to her church, but like, we're here and we're like, okay, we know what it's like to be like a Christian woman, a woman of God in the making, and like we know the process of it and all that. Anyways, I'm like trying to understand, like I'm trying to think about like why I even said that. Anyways, I there was a reason of why I said that. You guys, I don't know why I'm having a brain fart right now, but I'm gonna say that, like, the Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, like, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Oh my gosh. Oh, what a, anyways, never mind. I'm gonna tell you that. Guard your heart. Because sometimes, like, we can, this can go for like, we're having thoughts in our mind, and we're like, these thoughts in our mind could be our own thoughts. It could be the world's view getting into our mind, or even the enemy. It's not always the enemy. It could be our own thoughts, or even just like worldviews, point of views getting in our mind. And if we don't guard our thoughts, and guard our heart, then we can get off track on like our assignment and why the Lord, like what the Lord wants us to do here on this earth for him. And so like if we start gossiping to like a friend, or venting, quote unquote venting, and it's like actually like gossip, like it can be a door for like the enemy to come right in and mess with your mind even more, because he studies you. So if you speak out a thought like, oh my gosh, like I'm so like, if you say something that's so like if not thoughtful, the opposite of thoughtful, and you're just kind of like speaking without any wisdom, and it's kind of like foolish words coming out of your mouth. It's just like you're emotional and you're just blurting out a bunch of things on how you feel about like a friend, and then like, the other friend comes in and they're like, yeah, and then it just like causes division and confusion and offense, and like it's just like you have given like the enemy a legal rights to come in and mess with your mind, because he studies you. And he wants you to trip up. He actually doesn't want you to have quality Jesus friendships, like Jesus-centered friendships. Like he wants you to be offended at your sister, at your brother. Like he doesn't want you in community. He doesn't want you with quality friendships who actually root you on and sharpen you and pray with you at your lowest moments, and celebrate you at your highest moments, like are with you in the middle moments, like he wants you to be alone. Like he knows isolation, it's like it kills people, people like literally have like, who have taken their own lives, like they have probably felt so lonely that they felt like they had no one to call, and that's a lie from the pit of hell, because Yeah, that's what he does. He's a liar. So I just wanted to say that because, like, I know that I've been there where, the enemy has lied to me. I've let him lie to me, with silly, silly thoughts like that, or just like so, such a distraction and so like wasteful, like it's just a waste of time because distraction is a waste of time. But, yeah, and it's so crazy because like it does get you off track and like just being grateful, like letting gratitude flow out of your lips, out of your mouth, and praise coming out of your lips and thanksgiving, because God sees everything. Like he sees our attitudes and he's like, okay, child, like, are you celebrating your friend? Are you waiting like patiently? And are you truly trusting me for my perfect timing, for whatever it is you're waiting for or believing for? Or are you like complaining? Are you complaining because someone else got the promotion before you, or someone else got the, like, whatever it is, because gosh, comparison is like everywhere, I feel like. But I mean, it's crazy because like social media, it's easy to compare your lives when all you see is like the good stuff that people are posting on, social media. To, I mean, you don't, unless someone is like real and they're telling you their raw moments, like then you don't know, but yeah. What's crazy is, you guys, there's this crazy story, where I don't have to prove my point to tell you the enemy studies you, but I just wanted to share real quick, like this story that I heard on, it was like, I think it was like CBN. It was like a testimony on CBN. I saw it on Instagram, but it was like the full videos on YouTube, and it was just like, this man of God was, he was interviewing this other woman who was an ex-Satanist, and she basically said that like prayer works. So like she said, basically, as an ex-Satanist, she would astral project. So she would basically like, she would target the weak Christians. She would target obviously churches and leadership, and that was their goal, to like basically cause division within the church and people. And she said, one day, like she was trying to get to a group of people, but she noticed that every time she was trying to like basically, it's like, it's called a monitoring spirit, where the devil's watching you. The devil's trying to trip you up. The devil's trying to do whatever he can to get you off track, discourage you, divide you, whatever. And she said she realized that in the spirit, she couldn't get to the Christians who were praying, who were literally prayer warriors. So there was like a big dome. She described it as like a, it's like an invisible dome around them as they prayed, like as they let their prayers up, like that she could not touch them. So it's just, it gives us such a great visual of like how powerful prayer is and how that should be our first and always option for everything. Like we don't play on defense, but we play on offense. Like, so we're always prayed up, and we're always just like, wherever, before we go anywhere, when we wake, when we sleep, every day, every hour, like just praying and being in communion with God, like, just being like being able to hear him, so you can pray against certain things like that you may be feeling like in the spirit. But anyways, so I just thought that was crazy because that was her testimony. Basically, she came to the Lord, and because like she was like, that kind of like sparked her curiosity. And at first she said, like, as a Satanist, she was angry, like, why can't I get to them? And then after a while, the Lord was like basically tugging at her heart and giving her this curiosity, like, wow, I actually have no power, and these Christians have like all the power, So that's, how she came to the Lord, because of that. So that just shows you guys, that God turns all things that the enemy meant for evil, he turns it for good. So praise the Lord. Yeah, I just wanted to share that with you, because I just think that's really encouraging for us to know that, to just be be mindful with our words and guarding our hearts. Like, so guarding our hearts would be like not entertaining the lies in our head about, you know, our season, about what we're going through, about other people, about our brothers and sisters in Christ, like about anything, you know, and asking God to like really search our hearts every day, you know, purify it. Cause like we are all like, you know, we're human, we do fleshly things, and we need to repent. We don't like, repentance isn't just like, oh, the day we get saved. It's like literally every day, like, God help me, I'm no good without you. Like, you know, you come into my heart, you make me whole, like, and just help me to live like you. And he will. Anyways, I wanted to read also to you, it says in Joshua 1:7, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. And then verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may be, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. And it's basically saying, like, the Bible, the book of the law, the word of God is like, is our guide for life, you know. Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth, an acronym that like an old pastor of mine gave us. But you know, the word of God is just like, it's alive and active, and it will pierce us, and it will change us, and it will transform us if we're hungry, if we're thirsty, if we're ready to hear from him, if we're ready to humble ourselves. And yeah, I mean, you know, it says, you know, and it's not easy, you guys. Like, I remember it was like 2021, and I remember God was doing like a deep heart surgery in me. And I remember that someone that had like, it was like the weirdest thing. It was like my friend, she went to go celebrate someone else. And I felt like, almost like, oh my gosh, like I feel like very, like she went to go celebrate a person that like was her friend, but that person kind of like made me feel like inadequate. Like, so I felt like, oh my gosh, like it just was like a weird like thing where I was like comparing myself, like oh my gosh, am I like not good enough to be this person's friend? Or like, you know, like I just kind of had like a view of like a distorted view on like people and like friendship. And I just was like, I hated the way I felt. Like I felt like almost like, you know, like, why is she still her friend? You know, like, why, like, if she knows, like, what she did to me, you know, like, and how she was to me. And I just had almost like a hurt feeling, like, oh my gosh, like, I was looking down, I was comparing down, you know, like, oh, I'm not cool enough, I'm not this, I'm not that. And it hurt, you know. And I remember, like, I was just like, I hate feeling this way. I remember I went to the closet, and I literally, my husband's like, you need to go to the closet right now, get in the secret place. And I was like, cause I was like, I just want to sit here and eat milk, or drink oat milk, and eat the baked almond, chocolate chip cookies that I made. And he was like, get in the secret place, you need to, like, he tried everything, he tried talking to me, he tried praying for me, and he's like, you know what, you need to get alone with God, like, go to the closet right now. And I went to the closet, you guys. I was on my knees. I remember I think I played worship music, and I just sat there, and I was weeping, you guys. I was like weeping, and then kind of like just spilling my heart out to God and telling him how much it hurt, and how much like I wanted him to like take the ickiness out of my heart, and whatever I was feeling toward, both of the people, like my friend and the person who just like, you know, made me feel like, you know, not welcome, not, you know, never, I just never warm, you know? And I'm fine with that now. Like, no one, you know, not everyone is for me. Not everyone is like my person, my people's, you know? But anyways, God, like, he literally wrecked me, you guys. I was in tears and I literally bowed down to him. I was like literally face to the floor and I felt his like warmth and his love and his kindness, and he was like giving me a hug. And I just remember he was just healing me, a lot of healing taking place in 2021. And praise God, like so much healing. And then so many after that, like as God kept like healing us, we were getting like crazy prophetic words, and then prophetic words were coming to pass, and like just crazy things. But yeah, it just shows you guys, like, you know, like sometimes we have to like literally take ourselves, like take our sorry butts to the secret place. I'm not saying you're sorry or anything, but like take our sad selves, you know, don't be sad girl about anything. Like, don't let the enemy attack your mind. And 'cause like you know, we're stronger than that. You know, we're strong in Christ. Like, we have the mind of Christ. If we don't, we ask him for it. And I'm so big on this because, like, most of my life, like, the enemy bullied me. He bullied my mind, you know, and I was a victim to anxiety and fear and depression and worry. And I was in bondage to that. Like, picture myself in jail, you know, so yeah, that's why I'm so big on like talking about it all the time and sharing these stories, because I'm like, let's be woman of God who heal from that, you know. And that's okay if you're dealing with comparison right now and you're just like, God, take it out, God, take it out, you know. And even if you have to keep going back to God to, like, you know, not being attacked by this, like, you keep rebuking that comparison in Jesus' name, you know, and bless your sisters in Christ, celebrate your sisters, you know. If one of them offended you, you guys are friends, like, you know, like, celebrate them, still, you know. And, I think that's it. I think that's all the Lord has, wanted me to share with you today. But that's the last thing, that he wanted me to share. And, you know, when God, or if it's like God promotes your friends before you, whatever he's doing, you know, always bless your friends. It's crazy. It says in the book of Job, like, so Job prayed for his friends, and then after that, God restored everything. So if you haven't read the book of Job, basically, like, the Lord allowed so many bad things to happen in Job's life. And he had nothing. Like, he literally lost his house, his health, his wife, his children, like, everything. And then the Lord restored it, like, all. And it's crazy that it says after he prayed for his friends. So yeah, we need each other. We need each other as much as we, you know, think we can do this life on our own. Like, we really do need other believers in Christ to pray for us, to lift our hands up, to encourage each other. Yeah, we don't want to give the enemy a foothold to like, you know, believe in these lies, and then we lose, like, good friends, you know? We lose good friends because we believe in, like, the silly lies in our mind. So something we can do also to guard our hearts is, like, you know, guard what we listen to, music, movies, TV shows, whatever, you know, that is, like, those could be, like, Some things in the world can plant evil seeds in your mind, and we don't want that. We don't want that. But yeah, I just pray that, you know, you turn, you know, your turn will come, you know, and 'cause God will promote you in his perfect timing. He will answer your prayers in his perfect timing, you know, like, just keep believing and expecting, like, okay, God, my turn is coming, you know, whatever that is. And also, like, just keep learning because he sees us and he hears our heart. He wants to see if we've, like, passed the test, you know, like, have we passed the test to go to the next level of, like, okay, like, this is what I'm entrusting you with. You know, have you learned how to take care of your finances yet? Or, you know, have you learned how to, you know, bless your friends yet, so that I could, like, give you more quality friends? Like, you know, like, stuff like that. Whatever it is, like, have you learned to be content with just me? You know, before I bless you with your husband, you know, whatever it is, just keep your eyes open and just like ask the Lord, like to help you learn, you know, to help you learn from whatever you're going through. But yes, that is the final thing. That's the final thing. But I thank you for tuning in today, for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I pray that it blessed you in some way. And if it did, please share it with a friend who you may think it'll bless. Also, please rate and review us wherever you listen to us. That honestly helps other women of God, or even girls, just girls who are new in their faith, or even just like girls who are curious about Jesus, you know, to find this podcast. So yeah, if you want to keep following us, like stay up to date with everything, we have a website. It's theradiantbabe.com, and also we're on Instagram and TikTok at theradiantbabe. So yeah, I hope that you have a blessed day, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Peace.